例如《箴言》《传道书》以及《约伯记》。上帝的智慧和公义在《箴言》中展露无遗。在箴言中我们学到上帝命令世界使之公平。简单来说，他赏罚分明。这如何解释呢？简单来说，你收获你应得的。然而细品传道书，我们却发现人们时常得不到我们所认为他该得到的东西。我们便认为这世界是不公平的。人生无常，难解风情，正如德州的天气一样。甚者，我们便常常臆想，上帝是真的充满智慧和公义吗？关于上帝是否公义的问题，在约伯记里面详细表明了。今天我们将要浏览约伯记。在这次讲道之后，无论我们处在试探前、试探中以及试探后，我们对于上帝公义的理解会应更加深刻。弟兄姊妹们，让我们试想，一个正处在苦难、试探或者不幸的人，他会问一个什么问题？假如那个人是你的话，你又会问什么？你可能会问，会要求结束这些不幸。或者你可能会问，为什么会发生这些不幸的事？为什么？为什么现在？为什么发生在我身上？静下心来，让我们想想，我们是否在曾经问过这些问题？在约伯记中，约伯就是一个无可指责、正直的人，他敬畏上帝，他自觉远离、拒绝所有与神相悖的恶事。在神的国度中，众天使都聚在神面前。撒旦也混在其中。撒旦是个音译词， 在希伯来语的意思是控告者、悖逆者。他巡游地上，寻找一切可以指责、奴役和吞噬的人。
于传道，不好意思，不好意思，我们几乎听不到你的声音，能否请你检查一下你电脑的麦克风？不好意思。
谢芳，谢芳，能听我说话吗？
我可以听见。
那个，你是用的手机还是用的电脑？
我用的平板。
你可不可以，有没有可能就是于传道说的时候你静音，然后你翻译的时候就辛苦一下，然后翻译的时候再打开静音，要不然回声会很大，你这样操作行不行？
OK，
好，哎，好，谢谢。
是不是于传道家里还有人在同一个 WiFi 下面也开了手机，开了其他的器件，不能两个器件一起开？
是那个谢康和于传道，在谢康住在于传道家里面翻译的。哎，
哦，那他们在两个房间里面，在同一个房间里面就会互相有干扰。
反正谢芳，你看这样就是于传道说的是静音，你翻译的时候再把窗打开，这样就可以。
好，我现在在另外一个房间。
So God points out his servant Job, pointing out how righteous and good this Job is.
上帝指出他的仆人约伯是个义人。
So Job was a shining example of piety.
约伯是一个虔诚的光辉典范。
So no one on earth is like him, God said.
地上再没有人像他一样，上帝说。
So Satan responds by attacking Job's motives, saying, does Job fear God for nothing, or meaning without reason?
撒旦攻击约伯的动机回复道，约伯尊敬神岂是无故呢？
Because Satan could not deny God's assessment of Job's qualities, he questioned why Job was pious.
撒旦没有权柄去反驳上帝对约伯的评价，他便质疑着约伯如此虔诚的原因。
Satan, the master accuser, suggested that Job was serving God, not because he loved God, but rather of what he got in return.
撒旦这个控告大师暗示地说道，约伯如此敬畏神、服侍神，不是因为他爱神，而是他看重神给予的回报。
Job's blessings were to be taken away, his reverence for the Lord will go as well, so says Satan.
如果上帝你且伸手毁掉约伯一切所有的，约伯必当面弃掉你，撒旦如是说。
So Job was working God, so to speak.
换句话说，撒旦认为约伯是在利用神。
He was worshiping God for selfish reasons.
他侍奉上帝的目的不纯。
So this accusation attacked the integrity of God by saying that people will only worship God with promises of wealth.
撒旦说，人们只有在得到财富的应许后才会敬拜上帝的这种指责攻击了上帝的公义和信实。
Now, Satan is probably familiar with Job and God's protection and blessing over Job during Satan's time of wandering the earth, trying to work against Job.
包括我们撒旦是在自己行走在地上的时候认识了约伯，并想要攻击他。然而，神对于约伯的保护和祝福，使撒旦无从下手。尽管如此，神同意撒旦去执行他的计划。因为神知道约伯的心，知道约伯的所作所为必定会使撒旦哑口无言。
And by doing so, God has also allowed Job to increase his understanding of who God is.
神还之所以会这样做，也是想让约伯更加对神的认识。
So God agrees to this experiment, saying, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger.
所以，上帝同意了这个试探，并对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”
Notice very importantly here, that Satan did not and could not do anything to Job.
重点是上帝早已胜过这世界，撒旦也不能做加害约伯的事。
Satan could not get to Job without God first removing a measure of his protection.
神的保护不如撒旦之前无法触碰到约伯。
He could not begin his plan until God allowed it.
假如神没有允许。撒旦甚至都不能开始他的计划。
Only then did Satan go out from the presence of the Lord, as mentioned in verse.
之后，正如约伯记一章十二节说道，于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
So brothers and sisters, how strong is our faith in God in light of suffering?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。当我们处在苦难中，我们对神的信心有多坚定呢？
So in 2000, for my first job out of university, I was working for one of the largest telecommunications companies in the U.S.
2000年大学结束后的第一份工作，便是在美国最大的一家电信公司。
So my company was within walking distance from my home.By like any good Texan, I drove.
这家公司离我家并不太远，可是像其他德州人一样，我开车通勤。
So this was during the tech bubble, what's known as the tech bubble. So our company was not spared when the bubble burst.
我记得是那个时候正处在互联网泡沫时期。我的公司在泡沫破灭时也未能幸免。
So I lost my job and became unemployed in 2001.
在2001年，我失去了工作，成为了无业者。
So I had lived at home, rent free, so I was able to save some money. So I spent many months looking for a job to no avail.
那个时候为了省钱，我便与父母同住，我也花费很久的时间去找新的工作，可惜无果。
Confidence was running on empty and I felt useless.
我的自信便在这样的时光中一点点消磨殆尽，我觉得自己一无是处。
Now, later on during my unemployment period, more tragedy.
祸不单行，更悲剧的事情在这个时候发生了。
So every day, like clockwork, at around 4:30 p.m., I would hear the clanking of our garage door opening, and then followed by keys jingling in the door before my father
walked in. 像闹钟一样，每天下午4:30左右， 我可以听见我家车库开门时的叮当响，然后紧接着是钥匙的开门声，之后父亲便走了进来。我一天我回到家，发现母亲提早到家，疯狂地走来走去，脸上皱着眉头。我问道：“发生了什么？”父亲在工作上昏倒了，现在在医院里。母亲回答道。我们来到了医院，却被径直带到了等候室。那一瞬间，我有非常不好的预感。因为通过看过的与科学相关的节目和纪录片，被禁止带到等候室，通常来说不是一个好的信号。在晚上，当我们第一次询问我父亲病房号码的时候，被问的护士脸上表情的变化，证实了我之前的内心想法。
So when we walked into the waiting room, I noticed my father's big boss sitting there, just sobbing.
一进等候室，我们便看见父亲的领导坐在那，泣不成声。
And across from him was a lady.
他的对面，我问母亲。
And I glanced at her name tag to see a hospital chaplain.
我瞥见了他的名牌，看见了"院方牧师"四个字。那时我知道最坏的发生
了。
悲伤或者痛苦在我口中蔓延，我似乎可以尝到空气中死亡的味道。
We were finally able to see my father.
我们终于见到我的父亲了。
I was able to touch his cold hand before somehow we made it home.
在我们莫名其妙的回到家之前，我握了握父亲冰冷的手。
I think what makes me the saddest about my father's death, even now, is that he never got to see me get married.
但我最难过的是，不仅仅是父亲的离世，更是他没有参加过我的婚礼，也没有牵过他那三个孙女的手。
2001年，
这个多事之秋。
I want you to understand, this is not a story of how Ken endures.
我想让你们知道，我说的这个故事并不是想强调我如何忍耐，我如何克服这悲剧。说实话，当时的我非常气愤、悲伤，也很困惑。我失去了我的第一份工作，我失去了我的父亲。
And despite the fact that I was a maturing Christian, I wanted to wallow in my sin.
即便是正处在成熟中的基督徒又怎样？我只想沉溺在我的悲伤中。
The Lord was not on.
神啊，你在哪？
And I felt the world was falling apart around me.
我的世界顿时支离破碎。 发生的这些事。让我常常觉得孤单，那时的我是崩溃的。那时我知道我需要上帝，于是我转回到了我的教会。神借着教会，借着弟兄姊妹，与我同哀伤，更安慰着我，甚至高举了我。
Now with Job, Satan struck him it so immensely.
撒旦极为严酷地打击了约伯。
So Job had lost his loved one, all of whom he cared for.
约伯丧失了儿女，丧失了他所在乎的人。
And it devastated.
这些都摧残着他。
Now remember, he deserved none of this.
请记住，这本不是他应得的。神也如此说。
And the surprising thing, though, is that during this suffering, Job continued to praise God.
然而，让人吃惊的是，即便如此，约伯也继续赞美着神。
And as we move into chapter 3, we see a shift.And see the devastation Job felt inside.
让我们目光转移到第三章，我们看见了约伯内心的变化，看见了这摧残的一象。
So, Job chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, says, after this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. He said, may the day of my birth perish.And the night that said a boy is conceived, that day may it turn to darkness. May God above not hear about it. May no light shine on it. My gloom in utter darkness flame it once more. May the clouds settle over it. May blackness overwhelm it.
约伯记三章一到五节，此后约伯开口咒诅自己的生日，说：“愿我生的那日和说怀了男胎的那夜都灭没，愿那日变为黑暗，愿神不从上面寻找他，愿亮光不照于其上，愿黑暗和死荫索取那日，愿密云停在其上，愿日食恐吓他。”
So continue on from verse 20. To 26, chapter 3, why is the light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, to those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave? Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden?God has hedged in, for sighing has become my daily food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil.
约伯记三章二十到二十六节。受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？他们切望死，却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝。他们寻见坟墓就快乐，极其欢喜。人的道路既是遮掩，神又把他四面围困，为何有光赐给他呢？我未曾吃饭就发出叹息，我哀恨的声音涌出如水，因我所恐惧的临到我生，我所惧怕的迎我而来，我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
So we can see that Job is in a state of despair.
我们可以看见约伯处在绝望当中。
Cursing the day that he was born.
他咒诅着他的出生。
After that, Job's friends visit to see if they can help.
之后，约伯的朋友来拜访他，来看是否能帮助约伯。
However, instead they accuse Job of doing something wrong to deserve his suffering.
然而相反的，他们指责约伯，说他做了坏事，说约伯是值得这些苦难的。
So what they are essentially saying is that current trial is tied to past sin.
他们本质上认为，当前的试探和痛苦是对过去的罪恶的惩罚。
Their rationale is that if God is just,And the world is ordered by God's justice and fairness, then it must be that Job had done something wrong and getting what he deserved.
他们的合理性是认为上帝是公义的，上帝用他的公义和公平规定了这世界，因此肯定是约伯之前做了些坏事，所以他现在的处境是他所得的。
So Job and his visiting friends have a discourse up until chapter 34.
约伯和他的朋友们一直论述，直到34章。
So his friends continue to speculate about why God inflicted such hardship, such suffering on Job.
他的朋友们继续推测为什么上帝施加这些困难、这些煎熬给约伯。
So they come up with a hypothetical list of sins that Job must have done, and only for Job to refute each of their accusations, defending his innocence.
他们提出了一个假设的清单，列举了约伯一定做过的罪恶，只让约伯一一驳斥他们的指责，为自己的清白辩护。
So the instability of Job's emotions during this time show us the wavering confidence he has in God, and whether God is still wise and just.
在此时，我们看见，约伯出于对自己不稳定的感情，他对上帝的信心也出现了摇摆。他质问到上帝是否还是智慧的、公义的。
So there was a point he accuses God and questions his fairness.
更重要的一点是，他质问着上帝，质问着他的公义。
So he was financially, emotionally, physically, and spiritually attacked.
在生活上、情感上、肉体上以及精神上，约伯都被深深地打击了。
He questioned everything and everyone, even God.
他询问着一切，他询问着所有人，甚至那个他一直在忠心服侍的上帝。
So Job then demands God to come forth and explain his actions.
约伯渴望着上帝的出现，解释上帝的做法。
And God does so in a storm cloud.
上帝在旋风中出现。
And not revealing to Job directly, but rather showing how majestic and incredible the world is.
上帝他并没有直接在约伯眼前展露自己，而是展示了这世界的威严和难以置信。
So can Job comprehend God's creation and how it functions?
约伯可以深刻理解上帝的创造和上帝的大能吗？
Can Job understand the intricacies and how perfectly God had put the pieces together?
约伯可以理解上帝是如何将错综复杂的碎片完美的拼凑在一起吗？
Nothing was left to chance and everything with a functioning precise purpose.
没有任何事是偶然的，一切都是有精确的功能目的。
So here's an example. It's not a perfect example, but hopefully we'll get my point across.
接下来我用一个可能不完美的例子解释，是希望弟兄姊妹能够理解我的意思。
So perhaps you have heard this explanation before, but I'm going to modify it just a little bit.
也许你之前已经听过这个阐述，可是我将会做一些改动。
So I have here a wristwatch, okay, representing the universe.
我手上有一块手表，代表着这个世界，这个宇宙。
So how many individual pieces would you say make up this watch?
我想问问弟兄姊妹，这块手表是由多少个零件组成的？
Now, it's not a very expensive watch, so maybe less parts, but perhaps 200 to 300 pieces. Perhaps.
这块手表可能就200到300个零件。
Now, if I were to break this watch to its individual pieces, okay, and put it in a bag, God with his infinite wisdom and power can put each intricate pieces in its exact spot.
如果我将这块手表拆开，并将每个部件放入袋中，只有上帝用他那无尽的智慧和大能，能将这些错综复杂的零件精准地放回到它该处的部位。
Now missing just one piece, will make this watch malfunction or perhaps feel incorrect.
即使遗失一个小小的部件，也会使这个手表无法正常使用或者出现错误。
So the world is so detailed.
那么这个世界甚至更加精细。
Too close to the sun and we burn, and too far away and we freeze.
离太阳太近，我们将被焚烧；离太阳太远，我们将被冰冻。
Our Earth was perfectly placed, to support life that He had created.
上帝将这颗地球如此完美的放在该放的地方，让我们这些上帝的产物能够生存。
God can, did, and will put things where they belong, the way He intended.
上帝是从亘古到永远的存在，他以自己的公义将一切事物放置在原本属于他们的位置。
We may not know when.Why and how, but we trust that He knows better than we do.
我们可能不知道这是何时发生，为何发生，以及如何发生，但是我们相信我们的天父上帝的大能。
So He knows the ins and outs and the beauty of life in far greater detail than we can imagine.
他深知世界万物，他深知生命的美好，他的智慧无法测度。
How great is our God? Amen.
如此伟大的神，他是值得我们称颂的。阿门。
So near the end, starting in chapter 38, we see the third major section as God delivers Job.
临近结束之前，从第38章起。是第三个大段，是关于神对约伯的拯救。
Now, after all of the debate and discussion, God finally speaks to Job in chapter 38:1 to chapter 40:2.
在约伯与朋友们结束所有的讨论之后，上帝终于在约伯记第38章的第一节到40章的第二节对约伯说话。
So God challenges Job on his, on Job's ability, to judge God's control.
神挑战着约伯，挑战着他关于神统有万物的提问。
So Job responds to God in chapter 40.
约伯在第40章回复了上帝。
Seeing that man is not the world's master, and that God controls and cares for his creation. Job acknowledges unworthiness or insignificance and his inability to defend himself further.
约伯深知了他自己本不应该控告神，因为神控制万物，掌管并爱着他的创造物。约伯承认了他的不配，也知道了继续的辩驳毫无用处。
So God provides a second response, chapter 40, verse 6 to chapter 41, verse 34, by continuing to challenge and rebuke Job.
上帝在约伯记第四十章的第六节到第四十一章的三十四节继续挑战着约伯，并斥责他。
So God referred directly to Job's accusation of God's supposed unfairness in chapter 40, verse 8 to 14.
上帝在第四十章八到十四节直接指责约伯对于神不公平的怀疑。
So we then see God bring forth and show Job two fantastic beasts, a behemoth and a leviathan.
我们看见上帝再次显现，并给约伯展现了两个创造的猛兽，巨兽和海兽。
Now there are disagreements.Scholars whether these are mythological creatures or actual animals. Okay, but the bigger and I think more important question is why they were shown to Job.
现在很多学者们常常争论这两个物种是否属于传说，或者是现实存在的但体型更大的生物。可是对于我们来说，更重要的是为什么上帝要把这两个生物展现给约伯？圣经中没有记录原因。
Perhaps it is to show Job how little he is and how majestic, okay, God's power is in creating such wondrous beasts.
也许上帝想要告诉约伯他的渺小，以及上帝的大能，上帝能创造出这样的物种。
Also, it may be to demonstrate the wicked elements in the world.
同时上帝也可能想要告诉约伯这世上也有不安或者邪恶的因素。
So traditionally and culturally, the pharaoh in Egypt will hunt a male hippopotamus and maybe a crocodile to demonstrate his supposed superhuman godlike strength.
在传统文化当中，埃及法老会猎杀一只雄性河马，也许还会猎杀一只鳄鱼来展现他所谓的超人神力。
So this was done in preparation for enthronement.
埃及法老做这些只是为了自己的权力而做的准备。
So is God showing Job how small and incapable Job is in conquering these beasts?
那么神是在告诉约伯他在征服这些野兽方面的渺小和无能为力吗？
And that strength in defending and conquering the evils of the world comes from God. Maybe.
可能也是为了告诉约伯战胜以及征服这世界的邪恶的力量是来自于上帝，可能。
But you see, Job's perspective is limited, seeing how God is unjust based on his predicament.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看约伯的视角是如此有限，他以他自己的感觉判定神是不公义的。
So in reality, God's perspective is infinitely bigger, in that he is actively interacting with his creation in the complex universe.That he created when he makes decisions.
可是事实上，神的视角是无限广大的，他是公义的，他是慈爱的。在神做决定时，他会顾虑他所有所招致。
So God's wisdom is far greater than what we can comprehend.
上帝的智慧远超于我们能理解的范围。
So Job, realizing the greatness of God, is humble.
约伯在认识到神的伟大之后，在主面前再谦卑下来。
God is a God of wonder.
上帝是一个奇妙真神。
And as the popular song we sing, worship song we sing in the U.S., the lyric goes, God of wonder beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth.
在美国有一首著名的敬拜诗歌中唱道，神的奇迹超过诸天，胜过万物，你是圣洁的，圣洁的天地之主。
Now as the book ends, we see God restoring Job in chapter 40, verse 10 to 17. He had doubled all that Job had lost before his time of suffering.
在约伯记的最后，从约伯记42章第十节到第17节，我们看见上帝继续赐福给约伯，在他受煎熬时所遗失的所有物品，神都加倍赐给他。
So if you remember, Job's friends had accused Job for following God because of blessings.
如果你还记得，约伯的朋友曾经指责约伯说，他是因为神的祝福而跟随神。
So is what God is doing now by restoring Job a reward? So kind of sort of like passing a test.
那么，神现在让约伯恢复原状的做法，是不是一种奖励呢？像是通过了一个重要的试探。
I say no, because the point was made that Job losing everything was not a punishment. So thus getting it back was not a reward.
我说并不是的，因为约伯失去一切本不是惩罚，那么重新拿回来便也不是奖励。
Why?
为什么呢？
In God's plans, in His ways, He decided to restore Job, giving him more than what he had lost.
因为这是神的计划，他决定继续祝福约伯，赐福给他，甚至比他失去的还多。
We don't exactly know why, but we know that that Job is able to trust God's wisdom for whatever comes, the good.
我们不清楚真正的原因是什么，但是我们确切地知道，约伯相信着神的智慧，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
So, brothers and sisters, perhaps you have experienced great suffering or going through difficult trials that is trying to break down the door of your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，也许你们曾经经历过不幸，或者正在尝试通过困苦的试探，甚至这些苦难可能会让你绝望。
Now, as believers, we are not exempt from suffering.
可是作为基督徒，并不是说我们便逃离了苦难。
We also often don't always know why things happen.
我们也常常不知道为什么会发生这些事。
But what we know is that in this world, there will be trials and suffering.
但是我们知道，在这世界上苦难难免。
Job learned a difficult lesson, that when all is taken away from our lives, what do we have left?
约伯从这样绝望的试探中学到了，当我们所有所看重的东西失去时，我们还剩下什么呢？
We have is God.
那就是我们只有上帝。
That is enough.
那便足够了。
God is enough.
请紧紧抓住上帝。
No matter how sad mind gets. God's love and his grace are enough.
不管这苦难的幽谷如何黑暗，神便是那光，神无私的爱和恩典够我们用。
God gives us his existence, his word, his people to help us in the midst of our trials, and that's enough.
上帝告诉我们，他是永生的神，他是活的神，他的话语，他的子民与我们一直同在，陪伴着我们同试探。
Like Job, suffering can test our faith.
就像约伯，苦难测试着我们的信心。
Suffering can reinforce our faith, or suffering can tear down our faith.
苦难可以加强，亦或是摧毁我们的信心。
It is a choice we all have. Will suffering either drive us toward God, or will suffering take us away from God?
这是我们都得做的选择。苦难让我们亲近还是远离神？
Brothers and sisters, God is always with you in your pain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神一直与我们同在，安慰我们的伤痛。
Trust in God's infinite wisdom.
请相信神那无尽的智慧。
Trust in God's perfect love.
请相信神那无私的爱我们。
See God's presence in the midst of your pain.
在痛苦中寻找神的同在。
And as we recently went through John chapter 19 and 20 in SM Bible study, we know that our Lord who conquered death stands with open arms wanting to comfort you in his presence.
Ethan 查经班在查找过的约翰福音19-20中，让我们知道上帝战胜了死亡，他张开双臂站在那里，用那最真实的存在安慰我们。
May we also, as Job did, trust in God's design and his wisdom. Let us pray.
但愿我们也能像约伯一样，相信神的设计，相信他的智慧。让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for giving us your word. Lord, just pray that for all those brothers and sisters who are suffering, going through hardships and challenges in life, Lord, may they be reminded that you are always with them, that they are never. And Lord, I just pray for this challenging time that we are all facing. And I just pray that during even this time, Lord, we should continue to praise you and give you thanks. Father, I just pray that in all that we do, at work, with our family, at school, Lord, that we are the salt and light, Lord, and that we bring you glory. We thank you, we praise you, Father, and may all we do glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们在天上的在阿爸父啊，还有也感谢你，也感谢你赐给孩子们在今天这样子机会，能够分享你的话语。主啊，孩子感谢你提醒着孩子，不管我们身处在何境，你总与我们同在。主啊，我们现在啊处在一个这样子波纳的时期，孩子们也能够向你献上祷告，愿主你看顾保守孩子们。主啊，孩子也将身上所有的一切重担完全仰望交托，放在主的手上。你是那永恒的，你有着那无比的大能和智慧。感谢主，以上祷告是奉我主耶稣基督有上的名求，阿门。